This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
So now we're going to talk about vitamins and supplements. So I'm going to try to keep this to less than 4 hours, okay? Because that's about how long I could go on with this. But it'll be a lot less than 4 hours. So hopefully it'll be a lot less than 40 minutes because I get a patient in about 40 minutes. So supplements. Again, many of these supplements you'll hear me draw from experience and say, when I started this, and I think in December 1st, I'm going to be starting my 40th year in practice. So we've had a little experience. We've had over 40,000 people come through these clinics, you know, in that period of time. And just to watch the difference in trends, and it went from, oh, supplements and you're a quack and that type of stuff, to now supplements are everywhere. They're actually in this town, and I'm sure in your town, there are now doctors, more frequently nurse practitioners, physician's assistants that are now seem to be agreeing with and even suggesting supplementation for things like high blood pressure and high cholesterol and so on and so forth. So that's quite a switch. That acceptance has been a two-edged sword because supplements are not regulated for the most part. And so it creates kind of like, you know, I mean, here in Reno, Nevada, which is like used to be the wild, wild west. To some degree, it still is the wild, wild west. But not having the rules, not having the regulation allows for a lot of things to take place, a lot of creativity and a lot of profitability on supplements that maybe aren't the best supplements. So we'll probably be talking about that and a number of other things. Right now, my attention is on supplements, people using the right supplements, people using supplements that are going to be effective. I do a lot of work with people who are not in my city and who travel to get here. And sometimes they travel a long distance. I have a patient from Hong Kong. Sometimes it's hard to get our supplements to them, so they start saying, can I get mine? Can I get mine at the local Costco, or can I get mine at the local Walmart or the local, they have all these in China apparently. and that makes me a little bit, I'm trying to help people to get well. And the one thing about drugs is there's a fair consistency in drugs. I'm not an anti-drug guy per se, and I'm not a pro-drug guy per se. But there is a consistency with medications. You know what you get, you take it, you feel better, you have terrible side effects, you stop it, you take another one. We don't seem to have that agreement in the supplement world, okay? I cannot tell you the scores and scores and hundreds of people that have come in here with bags and bags of supplements, and we'll talk about that. And I'll say, are they helping you? And astonishingly, they'll say, no, I don't know if they're helping me. I don't know if they're helping. But they're afraid not to be taking them because they've read that they need them because this one is for oxidation and this one brings down inflammation and those types of things. Just like drugs, you should know whether your supplements are helping you or not. Like when you're using a pharmaceutical, nutraceutical grade supplement, you're going to know. You're not going to come into me and go, Doc, you gave me this and I don't know if it helps me or not. If a person comes in and they're taking a high grade supplement that I've given them, and it's not creating an effect, it's because it hasn't been dosed up enough. And then you would know to dose it up. If a person comes in and I give them a supplement most of the time, but the next time or two I see them, they're going to say, I feel better, I feel worse. I'm good either way because it tells me something about their physiology, okay? That's what you should be experiencing. If you're taking like handfuls of supplements, you don't know if they're helping you. They're not helping you. There's not this magical, mystical thing. And the other way that you should determine whether they're helping you is by testing. And there are a lot of testing facilities out there now that online that'll tell you whether your supplement loads are high or low. And from that supplemental perspective, your money would be much better spent looking these testing facilities up online. One's called an organics acid test. I think it's Genova that puts it out. I get no money from Genova, okay, I've just used the test. And it will tell you. And it's not a cheap test, but it will tell you where your nutrient deficits are, what supplements you should be taking. And I will tell you, you will come away from there with a lot of supplements. But that's the person who is just looking to take supplements. They're not changing their diet to change the fact that they probably don't need some of those supplements. They're not finding out that we've talked about these in previous, what I'm about to talk about. For some of you viewers who haven't seen the previous ones, I'm referring to things we've already talked about. They don't know if they have a lack of hydrochloric acid, and so they're taking probiotics, and they're taking things for their SIBO, and they're taking things for their intestines, and all they need is one supplement with hydrochloric acid, betaine, hydrochloric acid, and it'll wipe out the need for those other three. You won't know any of that, but you will know where your deficits are if you use some of the tools that are out there to tell you where they are. So this all comes from, I'm putting these things together to, if you will go back all the way to my original functional medicine presentation, I'm concerned. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. People are coming into me. They're telling me I've been to 6 functional medicine doctors and it's not helping. There's just so many reasons, and we're covering them in this series. This is one of them. And this is a big one. A lot of people come into me and they bring all their supplements. And again, I mentioned the 3 bags. Sometimes that 3 bags comes from another functional medicine practitioner. That's not functional medicine. Okay, functional medicine is designed to help your physiology to work as much as possible so that you can, do it with as few interventions as possible. I think everybody agrees that the least amount of drugs that you take, the better. If you can find another way to get things done, because drugs alter physiology drastically to do what they do. They increase physiology, they dampen physiology, they destroy physiology, they kill neurons, they do all kinds of things. But the trade-off might be okay if you don't know any better. Supplements, we don't seem to, supplements. So those types of interventions into your system, if you can avoid them long-term, obviously it's better. Even the nurses that I treat say, I mean, it's like, yeah, of course it's better if you're not taking any drugs. We don't seem to have that same thing with supplements, because the promotion has been, you gotta take the supplements because we're deficient in everything. And that argument isn't necessarily true, but it could be true in you and various patients, and that's for another day to decide who that is correct for and who it's not correct for. But my goal, when I have a patient who's going through our protocols, is by the end to actually have them on as few supplements as possible. Usually the last phase of care is the patient's feeling pretty good. They're on a number of supplements that have been targeted based on testing, based on histories, based on lab tests. They've created their effect, and now we're going to start withdrawing those supplements to determine, has that part of that person's physiology started functioning on its own? And if so, do they even need to take that supplement anymore? The whole goal of functional medicine is to get your physiology functioning again. Because we have no regulation, it has been bastardized to mean, I'm going to get you functioning again by giving you this for that function and this for that function. That's not what it was meant to be. Okay. So the supplement thing is a big part of it, because we use supplements in diet, along with in our office, we also do functional neurology. So we use brain rehab exercises, and we use things to calm down stress responses. But the supplement thing is huge. It's a significant part of what we do. So it's important that the person has the right supplement. It's important that they don't take the wrong supplement. It's important to me that they don't take a supplement they just flat don't need, because the more supplements a person has to take, the lower compliance. If you're taking like 30 supplements a day, you're going to have less compliance than if you're taking 5 supplements a day. For 2 reasons. It's hard to swallow 30 pills 3 times a day, and it's expensive. And a lot of people who are doing that are not following their program. So they're not getting the benefit from the 5 they need, even though they're taking 30 and then they stop taking it. They don't just stop taking one, they stop taking the whole thing. So I think this is pertinent. I don't think this is like something where I'm just kind of blabbing on for nothing, because I see this all the time. And my goal in our patients is, once they're done, to have them to be able to take care of themselves. Well, if they're taking 30 supplements a day, that ain't gonna last for very long. And frankly, it's almost never necessary. I'll say it's never necessary. I don't know anybody who needs to be taking 30 supplements a day. Some more specifics on some. So for me, when a person comes in here, I'm really, really trying to target as specifically as possible what their needs are. We do the history, we do the exam, we do all the stuff we talked about previously, and then we do testing. Some of the testing we do is specific to specific supplements that we see are kind of foundational to a person getting better. We talked about the foundation of functional medicine, what that is. And some of the foundation is vitamin D, and some of the foundation is vitamin A, and some of the foundation is essential fatty acids. Some of the foundation could be CoQ10. There's some foundational supplements relative to what we do, which is general physiology and brain function. We do a couple of tests, and we'll find out, what is that person's essential fatty acid? People go out there, they start taking fish oils. Fish oil is the big thing today. A lot of people are coming in here and they're taking fish oils, but their skin's still flaking, they're still dry, their blood sugar's still up. All these things that the fish oil should be helping are still there when they get here. They're never taking enough, never. We'll always evaluate them, and they're frequently taking, for them, we have a test that will show how much they're supposed to take. They're frequently taking 25% on average of what they need for their specific physiology. Vitamin D, historically low. Everybody's in here on D now. There's D's all over the place. You should take it, you shouldn't take it. You should take it. If your vitamin D's low, you should take it. Problem with vitamin D. First of all, most people read an article, they need vitamin D, and somebody tells them they should take 1,000, 2,000 a day in an article in the magazine. So they take it. It's not doing anything. If you have a vitamin D problem, you usually need to be at like 5,000 units a day. Now, don't go running out and start 5,000 units a day unless you go get a vitamin D test, okay? Because there are nuances to vitamin D. You might store vitamin D, so 5,000 a day might be too much for you. There's not that many people that 5,000 a day might be too much for, but it would be just my luck that you would be the one that it was too much for, okay? So you need to go test it. You need to go test it and find out if you actually, you may store vitamin D, and if you store it too much, then even a little bit of D can be too much. But the vast majority of people come in, they're taking 1,000, 2,000 units. Now, I'm not gonna get into my specific protocols for vitamin D, but I'm going to tell you that we do vitamin D on everybody comes in here, and with very, very few exceptions, people's ranges are much lower than the norm. And this is an interesting thing that applies to other supplements, but I'm using vitamin D as an example. I'm not gonna walk through every supplement here. The range for vitamin D in most labs in the United States of America is 30 to 100. Most people come in here, the people who come in here are sick, people who come in here have autoimmune problems, people who come in here on PTSD, people who come in here, they have leaky gut, food sensitivity, SIBO, some have all of it, okay? Their vitamin D is usually gonna be below the norm. It's just because vitamin D is trying to help to dampen a lot of the immune responses and inflammation that's causing a lot of their problems. So it's just being sucked up out of it. But they're taking D because now their doctor told them to take D. It's popular now. It's correctly popular. So it's popular. But we're not dosing enough. Now I'm just going to tell you what I tell my patients. Okay, we treat people from a lot of different countries, and in other countries, the ranges are for vitamin D are like 100 to 300. So if you go back to what I said just a few minutes ago, the American range is 30 to 100. Several countries in Europe, it's like 100 to 300. The lady from Hong Kong, their range is 95 to 233. So basically, we're not taking enough vitamin D, okay? Now I'm just gonna leave it at that. The point is this, dosing is important. So you go to the store, you go to vitamin D. I have a lot of people who go to Costco. Now, I'm not putting a bang on Costco stuff. There are things in there. There are things in some of their supplements, or more than some of their supplements, that my patients shouldn't be taking, because there's things in there that could create allergic responses. Most of my patients have autoimmunity. They have leaky gut. They have seasonal allergies. They have food sensitivities. These folks do not do well with supplements that are not pure. But I think Costco's supplements probably have it in what they say. We're going to talk about that in a second here. But people go, I took this bottle and it's so much cheaper than yours and stuff like that. Except their bottle, you have to take like 10 of their capsules to get one of what's in this bottle. Just something small like that, like not looking at the milligrams and the dosages. So they really weren't saving a whole lot of money getting that big bottle of fish oil over there. Although their fish oil is actually okay, but there is a little bit of stuff in there that for my patients, not for everybody, but for my patients, I'm a little uncomfortable with. Where I'm going with this is I'm talking to you because I'm trying to get people better here. And our supplements are not cheap. Our supplements are probably among the most expensive supplements that are out there. They are only sold to doctors. They are pharmaceutical nutraceuticals. They are powerful. You do not take them and say, I don't know. I don't know if it's helping me or not. You'll come back to me and say, you know, I took those, doc, and I feel like crap, I'm dizzy. Or you'll come back and go, it's a miracle. I love that stuff. So because we use the right supplements and we eventually understand how to get the person to the right dosages, we do the testing to find out what supplements the person really potentially needs and doesn't need. And so you can be very targeted on this. And I go back to saying it's the wild, wild west out there. So because I'm a small business, if you will, I can only order so many of these supplements at a time. I order them from companies that are pristine. Several of my companies that I use are from California, and it's popular to bash California today, and I've been known to do that occasionally. We're like 10 miles from California where I'm sitting right here, so we have a lot of interaction with Californians, and we tease each other. But California has the strictest rules on the planet for making supplements. I mean, they have this thing called Prop 63, I think it is. And like to be able to pass that, I mean, your supplements have to have what they say. They can't have any binders in them. They gotta be pristine. You gotta be able to eat off the floors of these labs. When you're walking through a lot of these shopping stores and out there and grocery stores and stuff, not all of those supplements meet that level. And there might be some, okay, but there's not a lot. I have an article in front of me here. I have a patient. So I'm trying to get patients better. I'd like to have consistency in understanding what's going on with them. If I gave them a clonazepam and they told me this made me do this or this made me do that, which I'm not a medical doctor, I don't do that, then you would know. If you took my supplements, they're not my supplements, okay? If you took the supplements that we get from these companies, same thing. But when I start getting people taking supplements because they went out to find the cheapest ones they could find, I'm not sure if that person's not getting better because it's me or if that person's not getting better because it's those supplements. I keep referring to this lady in Hong Kong, so that's not to impress you. It's just that it's just really amazing to see how different it is here and there. So she goes, and we're giving her something called DHEA based on testing, based on the need for it. Not because she read some article and said, I think DHEA is going to give me a lot of energy. And I think it's really good. Man, you take DHEA when you don't need it. It is not a good thing to take. Okay, when you need it, it's a very good thing to take. But it'd be nice if when you got the bottle, it had DHEA in it. So our DHEA that we use, it is rare that I will get up to something called 7 milligrams on a patient, ever. That this stuff is powerful, it works, it drops. It's like if you need it, you start taking it, you get up to 10 drops, you're gonna go, whoa. 10 drops is like 2.5 milligrams. Now, I don't expect you all to be math geniuses or milligram geniuses, but here's the point. This patient was taking 150 milligrams. Now, I just said I almost never get up to 7. She was taking 150 milligrams because I told her, your test said you need this, so she didn't order it from me. So she went and she got these supplements from, I won't say which store, because it's American store there. And 150 milligrams, nothing, no change. I said, there's nothing in there. I said, I'm telling you, there's nothing in that capsule. They says, it may say DHA, there's nothing in it. It was a little bit of a hard sell, but we did send her the drops, and literally within 10 drops, her hot flashes started to go away. That's another thing they sell DHA for, is for hot flashes. So, and her hot flashes were like this. Okay, so I'm trying to school you on supplements. This is like trying to teach you to read a label to find out what's in it so that you're not eating gluten or you're not eating other things like that. So So to that, let's bring that back to America here. I have a couple of fairly recent articles here. And you need to understand this one article. So I'm talking about how when you go into a doctor's office, two things. If you go into a doctor's office and they have a personally, they have their personal name on there. It's private labeled, okay? It's Dr. Rutherford's DHEA. And it's like, you think Dr. Rutherford made the formula. It's like, that's not true. Okay, it's like normal DHEA or not DHEA. Usually those will have, they'll have the stuff in it, but it might be like a fish oil. It might just be a normal fish oil, and then the doctor writes up a big thing on there. It's got their name on it. It looks like they did it. They did. There's several doctors online who are doing this, by the way, who are selling their products for fibromyalgia and this and that, and they're not. Their products are okay. But they're not particularly the products that we're talking about. And I'm not going to get into that specifically because I don't want to get in a pissing war with these people. But they're pretty well known. And so when you start seeing the doctor's name on it, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good, like, in other words, what I'm saying is that's usually a supplement you could probably get at one of those stores, is what I'm saying. Okay. There was one I was reading the other day, and I researched it, and the doctor actually had put this formula together. He had a patent on it, and so on and so forth. So I don't know if you were going to go to that length to see if Susie supplements are actually hers. But just across the line, these doctors did not put these formulas together unless they have a patent. Okay. But the more important thing is for example, the supplements I use, you cannot get online. So I was dealing with one patient and she wasn't doing very well. And I said, I really can't make a decision on this because you're not taking my supplements. You're not ordering anything. I see you're not taking anything from here. You know, I'm not here to sell supplements, frankly. I'm here to get you out of here with as few as possible. But that's because I use real supplements. No, I'm taking all your supplements. And I'll tell you, one of the supplement lines I use is called Apex Energetics. I have no financial fiduciary thing there, okay, just for the record. But these guys have been great. Their products are good. They're ahead of the curve. They're a great company. But you can't get them online. You can only get them in medical doctors or chiropractors or functional medicine doctors' offices. But this lady claims she was getting them online. Apex will tell you when you go to their seminars, if you get them online, they are counterfeits. And people are like shocked. How could that be a counterfeit? Well, here you go. This is not from very long ago. Natural News Exclusive. From Natural News Exclusive. Amazon sells fake supplements. Now, Amazon isn't like perpetuating this, okay? So don't get me in trouble with Amazon. All right, but the Natural News investigation has confirmed that Amazon.com is functioning as a retail front for a rapidly expanding list of dietary supplement counterfeiters. They're not doing it on purpose, okay? Who profit by exploiting Amazon.com's trust factor to sell fake products to unsuspecting Amazon customers. Some of the things that Natural News learned, counterfeit dietary supplement companies are very easily able to repeatedly and successfully sell a multitude of counterfeit nutritional products through Amazon.com. I am telling you, that patient thought she was taking my supplements and she wasn't. And when we did start getting her to take some of them, we started to see change, okay? Amazon.com is unable to adequately police these sellers. Amazon.com actually lends counterfeit products a higher trust factor by assigning high star ratings to products which are wholly counterfeited. There's a whole process to that by the counterfeiters. And one of the interesting things in here was one of the counterfeiters was able to get Amazon to take the actual supplement manufacturer like off of their site and replace them with them. That's kind of a general characterization of what happened, but it was pretty mind-blowing. It's in this article. The other thing is, and again, I'm a big fan of Walgreens. I go to Walgreens when I need things because it's right around the corner from my house. My wife loves Target. But FDA finds majority of herbs supplements at GNC, Walmart, Walgreens, and Target don't contain what they claim. Indeed, cheap fillers like wheat and soy powder. So I'm not one of these radical guys who's like trying to go out there and do this. I'm trying to tell you that when your doctor wants you to take their supplements, and if they're not Susie Doctor's supplements, and they come from really, really good companies like Apex, like Biotics, like Integrated Health Systems, like there's just a number of them that we use. But really, really quality companies that meet the standards, then you're definitely risking the chance of throwing your money away and taking a bunch of supplements that you don't need. And what was really astonishing was, they did a review here, and like products by Walmart, Spring Valley brand. Sorry, I mean, like, I'm not trying to get, you know, but this has already been handled, by the way. Okay. Their echinacea, no echinacea or plant material was found in the supplement. Salt palmetto, garlic and rice were found in the products. Some samples contained small amounts of salt palmetto. Some samples, ginseng, no ginseng detected. Ginkgo biloba, no ginkgo biloba detected. St. John's wort, no St. John's wort detected. So they just picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They just picked 6, okay, and they went through them. Garlic, one sample showed small amounts of garlic. The product included rice, pine, palm, dracaena, and wheat. I mean, none of my patients could take that. They would all react negatively to that. But most of them, astonishingly, he had little to no of the supplement in there. Now, again, I'm not one of these whistleblowers or anything, but we're trying to get people better. We've spent years and years putting our pharmacy together with quality supplements. And I'm running into this a lot more lately simply because there's more of it online. This article, if I really went into it, it is staggering the millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of counterfeit supplements that are sold online. So you have to be really careful, and you have to do your investigation. And even you can only go so far. But at least if you're aware of this, maybe you could ask questions, maybe you could find out a little bit more if you see somebody online, or you go into your doctor's office and they're selling you their brand. Maybe you look into it and see if they have a patent on that brand, and if they're selling you that brand and it's your doctor, then maybe you can go to the store and get one that's as good or not as good. There's a lot of marketing out there on this. Other things I've seen, I deal with tons of people who are gluten sensitive because I deal with a ton of people who are autoimmune. I saw something come out about 2 or 3 years ago, maybe more, from one of the most famous doctors out there who has their newsletter. I won't mention his name, but I should to give it credibility. But oh, heck, it was Dr. Whitaker's newsletter. What am I going to say? The guy's like, he's got the newsletter and he does all this stuff. But the supplement was legitimate, okay? So let me put that out there. But the promo was over the top, and the promo was, all you people who are being told you can't eat gluten because you have celiac and because you have gluten sensitivity, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Just take this supplement, and you take this supplement before you eat, and you can eat gluten. It has this mushroom enzyme in it, and you can eat gluten, and you'll be fine. Well, that was a big mistake, because I actually know the company that made that very first supplement. And that company says, don't tell people that. What they said is, give it to people who are gluten sensitive when they know they're going to get stuck in a corner, so that they can take a lot of it before and after, during they eat and after they eat. And then that will cut down their response to a degree, but it's never going to take the replace of that. That was a big flyer, and it went out all across the country. I'm sure they made a couple of million bucks off of it, but I never saw that flyer again. And there's a reason for that, okay? It's probably because of what I just got done saying. So beware of the magic miracle supplement that is going to, that's going to be the supplement. I mean, just imagine on that one flyer how much might have been sold on that. So, you know, the money was made, it was fine, you go on with it. It didn't kill anybody to do what they said. So, okay, let's see, patients use their own supplements. Supplements vary from case to case. The whole idea is that if you come into a functional medicine practitioner to bring it back to functional medicine, let's say you have a bad intestines, which is very common, and you have acid indigestion, and you got bloating, and you got gas, and your stools are coming out wrong, and you eat vegetables, and you blow up, and you have all these things, which could be hydrochloric acid, That could be a decrease in parietal cell parietal cells making your hydrochloric acid. It could be candida. It could be small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. It could be dysbiosis. It could be all these things. Okay, you read something online. You take all the supplements, and you feel better for a while, and then it comes back. This has to do with supplements being advertised online, and these things online do this specific diet. We've already talked about that. Take these supplements. Maybe supplements don't work at all. You keep taking them because the supplement guy says you just need to keep taking them. It just takes time, okay? Or maybe it's that you're taking the supplements and they're not making you feel worse. And they say, well, you're going to feel worse before you get better. I've heard that one about a million times, okay? But the reality is maybe that's not even a problem. Maybe your problem is that you're chronically in fight flight, that you're stressed. When you're stressed, your stress mechanism actually is damaging the inside of your intestines and your stomach. Stress causes ulcers, right? Long before it causes ulcers, it causes stomach and intestinal problems. And you're taking all these supplements, and then somebody walks up to you the next day and goes, you know, I have the same thing you have. And I'm not selling drugs here. And they'll say, because I've heard this a million times, and doc, I took a Xanax and all my stomach problems. Well, they actually kind of got to the source of the problem. And those other people were taking like 20 supplements three times a day, and they weren't getting to the problem because nobody evaluated them. And so a substantial portion of you really don't have the background to evaluate these types of things online. I mean, that's just a fact. It's not meant to be an insult. And if you're insulted, then you probably wouldn't be a good patient here because this is complex stuff. And so you have to really, you have to really evaluate, look at your supplements. Are you really getting a benefit out of them? Are they helping you? Are you just taking them because some magazine told you to take them or because somebody online, are you buying it from the person online that told you to take them and you're not getting any better, or you're getting better for 4 weeks at a time and it keeps coming back because why? Because maybe the supplements don't have anything in them. Maybe you're not taking the right amount of supplements. Maybe you're not taking the right dosage of supplements. Maybe you don't even need those supplements. Or maybe there's one supplement that would take care of the cascade of problems that you're taking all of these other supplements for. So I think that really kind of covers, like there's any, and you know, like the last thing, there's no one supplement for any given condition. And sleep like jumps right out at me, okay? Everybody comes in here is taking melatonin now. Melatonin helps a lot of people. And it's a fine thing to take if you're taking it and it's safe and so on and so forth. But most people come in here are taking melatonin and they can't go to sleep and they wake up and they can't go to sleep. Or anyway, but they're still taking the melatonin because it told them to take the melatonin. I mean, we use so many things for sleep. Sleep actually is getting your stress response under control and getting your blood sugar under control first. If you can get those two things under control, usually you're going to be able to go to sleep and stay asleep. If not, maybe you have sleep apnea. If you don't have sleep apnea, then you can start getting into melatonin, 5-HTP. It's interesting. It could be melatonin. It could be 5-HTP. It could be St. John's wort. It could be ashwagandha. It could be holy basil. It could be rhodiola. It could be ginseng. I mean, I can name 15 things that can cause you to go to sleep, but you say I've tried most of those. Well, if you've tried most of those, it's because you haven't fixed. This is the other thing I wanted to get. If you tried most of those and you're not sleeping, it's because nobody's fixing your stress response, or your blood sugar is dropping in the middle of the night, or you have a sleep apnea that you're not aware of, and things of that nature. So that's just the last thing relative to supplementation that you need to be aware of. If you're using all of these, and sometimes one works and another isn't working, and honestly, I can't tell you why. I don't think a biochemist could tell you why. So for that particular example, for sleep, it's a matter of trial and error. Some people, we used to use GABA. They've now kind of, it seems like they've kind of outlawed that for us in the alternative world. But there are GABA precursors that'll help you to go to sleep. There are all the supplements that I just got done talking about, and some will work for some people and some won't. I'll give some people 5-HTP and St. John's wort and SAMe, and it won't even bother them. Another person, I give them like, you know, 5-HTP, and they're like, oh my God, that's too much for me. I'm like, I slept all the way through the night and I feel like I got my head in a bag. So everybody's physiology is different. I mean different. Just because you're looking at the next person in line who's about to buy that vitamin off the off the counter that doesn't have anything in it or has a lot of fillers in it or something, they don't particularly have the same physiology you have. In fact, I guarantee you they don't have the same physiology as you have. Because if they did, my life would be a lot easier. Okay, but they don't. And so you have to be aware of that aspect of it, because it helped your neighbor doesn't necessarily mean it's going to help you. And so these are, I think that's kind of like the pretty much the gist of supplementation. And I think I kind of hit all the parts. I mean, when I said I could go 4 hours, I could go into each one of these areas very extensively. I don't really think that's necessary. I think it's really necessary for you to understand that you need to be diligent about finding your proper source of supplement. And they're going to be more expensive. And they're not going to be more expensive because they're going to work. And they're going to work and have you start getting things better and then be able to withdraw it. Or they're going to work and you're going to get a benefit out of it instead of buying supplements and supplements and supplements and supplements that aren't working, but you're just reading, but I should be taking them because I'm probably deficient in them and they're necessary for this. And then the flyer said that. So you should be looking at supplements that are top shelf. You should be looking at supplements that don't have fillers in them. You should try to be aware of supplements if they even have anything in them. I don't know how you can be aware of that. You have to understand dosing. It's probably best if you had some testing, especially if you're taking supplements for something specific. I'm taking it for my blood pressure. I'm taking it for whatever. But you should probably, if you can, if your finances are such that you can do that organics acid test. There's any number of tests out there. Again, I'm not promoting Genova. It just happens to be a test I use. But there are any number of tests out there that will help you to understand. I use a test called BrainSpan for brain chemistry. It is awesome. It's $100, and it's a blood spot test. And I actually don't know if they'll just do it to doctors or not. But it'll tell you about your essential fatty acids. If you have a lot of inflammation, CoQ10, selenium, it'll tell you all that. I use it. It's beautiful because it might just be inflammation. The person's essential fatty acids might be fine. So testing, I think, is important. I think beware. Look, you get a flyer that tells you about it, it's a miracle, get rid of it. I'm just telling you right now. I have never seen one that was not selling something that wasn't particularly illegitimate, but maybe was overstating dramatically the effect of the supplement. Let's see, I think that's it. I think, and if you go into the doctor's office, and they say they're a functional medicine doctor, and you end up walking out of there with three shopping bags full of supplements, you should rethink that. you should rethink that doctor patient encounter. So I think that's it. I think I covered it. I think usually afterwards I'm always going to remember something that I wanted to say, but I think we covered it pretty well. And if you can understand now. What I'm saying here, I think it'll make you a lot more effective as a consumer. Okay, so next week, it'll be fun. If you're enjoying this, then you know, please don't miss next week. Next week is kind of a big, big deal in most people's journey to wellness. So, okay, that's it for this week. Thank you for watching again, and take care.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.